Today's daf from Masechet Brachot Yerushalmi is daf chet, and we're holding right at the top of the daf. So we were in the middle of discussing the inyanim of saying kriyat shema after zmana, and the Mishnah had said that if someone who's kriyat shema lacha shalosh shaot is yesh lo schar ka'adam akorei b'torah. Now, because of this, we're going to get back to our Mishnah in understanding the following sugya. So it says in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Tabanta Nina, Mavsikin L'Kriyat Shema, when it comes time to be Kriyat Shema, you have to stop whatever you're doing and say it. Mashenken, if it's time for Tefillah, if you have time to finish what you're doing and you won't be over this month Tefillah, you don't have to be Mavsikin. Mavsikin L'Tefillah. Why is this true? Omer Rabbi Acha, I think it's true because Kriyat Shema is the Oraita and Tefillah is the Rabbanan. Omer Rabbi Ba, I think it's true because Kriyat Shema is Zman HaKavua, but Tefillah ain't Zman HaKavua. So as opposed to Rabbi Acha, who holds that Tefillah per se is not Midivrei Torah, it's only a Drabbanan, Rabbi Ba holds that Kriyat Shema is Dioraita and Tefillah is also Dioraita, but the Dioraita of Tefillah is only that you have to be Mispalel B'chol Yom. However, the particular time of this tefillah is not Zman Kavua min HaTorah, and therefore the Chachamim were more machmir because they were afraid you're going to lose the Zman Kriyat Shema, and they were not machmir in the Zman tefillah, which is only Rabbonah. Rabbi Yossi, in my opinion, the reason is that Kriyat Shema einat tzricha et kavana. You do not have to be mechaving to the specific meaning of what it is that you're saying in Kriyat Shema. And because of that, as soon as it's time, even though you're very busy right now and it's difficult to concentrate, but there's no concept of the kavana level that you need in tefillah, where you have to have the kavana that you're aimed bifnei hashchina, which is something that is very difficult. Over there, you won't be yotzei tefillah at all, especially with the brisk rav learns that it's part of the chefts of tefillah. Now, you aren't doing tefillah, and therefore, if you're torud, the Chachamim felt it was better for you to be Messiah and to be Mispalel, rather than to be Mispalel v'charkach l'sayim malachta. So this, of course, doesn't mean that there's no din of kavanah for Kriyat Shema. Omer Rabbi Mani, I don't understand what Rabbi Yossi was saying. If you say that Kriyat Shema doesn't need kavanah, what about the first Shlosh Pesukim HaRishonim? Don't the first three Pesukim require Kriyat Shema? Because there you have Yichud Hashem, and Kabbalah Sol Malka Shemayim, and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. So that Lechara, should be Ma'akev, and that is following the Shita, the Gemara, and the Bavli, and that you had Vorim Ela, Alev Avecha, is Ad Kantzer Chavonas Halev. Rabbi Yossi says, Min Gonin and Sivcha, because these are very short Pesukim, it's not a problem to be mechavin in them, so you can be mechavin. But tefillah, you have to have a kavanah that you're aimed bifnei hashchina at least in the whole thing, and that is very difficult to do when you're in the middle of your business. So mamela, they felt it was better to first complete your business and then be asik. Now comes along Rabbi Yochanan, and this is because we're talking about the relationship of your own business to the chiyuvim of kriyat shema versus tefillah. We already want to know what the halacha would be legabe hafsoka in Talmud Torah, as opposed to your own business. So it comes out of Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Shimon Reichai, Kugon An Ushaoski Metalmud Torah. We who are Asik all the time, because as the Gemara says, Torah Tamu Munutam, this is the only thing that we do. So then I feel the Kriyat Shema, you know, Mafsikim. We don't have to be Mafsik from our limud, even though obviously Kriyat Shema itself is also a type of limud. However, this is not where I'm holding right now, and therefore it's not furthering the limud that I'm involved in. So b'meila, I don't have to be mafsik for my Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Yochanan Amral Garmei, Rabbi Yochanan said about himself, people like me could go, oh no, we don't have any time to learn, we don't learn. So for us, we have to be mafsik even for tefillah, not only for Kriyat Shema.
So it's clear that the machlokes is not really that he was not someone who was Torato Umnato, as we'll see in a moment. It was just that he held that even Torato Umnato should also daven. But Bemeli didn't want to be mashva himself to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, so he put it in this fashion. But we need to trace the shitot, and therefore it's kedaite, as the Gemara says, so that it comes out to be a machlokas in concept.
Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yochanan acted differently because Dein Kedaita V'Dein Kedaita. They had different approaches. Bechlal, Rabbi Yochanan was Kedaita because Rabbi Yochanan held that Levashit Pelel Adam Kalayon. Lama Shein Tevilo Mavsedet. As we've seen, Rabbi Yochanan said before in Hagea, a question if you have a suffix for Tevila, that a person should not hesitate to say an extra Tevila. What can you possibly lose? It would be wonderful for a person to be able to be misbalal all day long. And therefore, his approach was that tefillah is very chashuv, and he would be mafsik his limud for tefillah. Whereas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was kedaita. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omer, ilo avinakoyim altura desina b'shaitet ziyavit atar l'Yisrael. Had I been at Har Sinai, I would have told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, you know, there's got to be a few changes over here. Avinan midbay kumi rachmona. I would have said to my lover, "The yidbari lavav nasha train pumi." That it's ridiculous to have one oral orifice that is working in mixing divrei Torah with the most ridiculous things. You should have two oral orifices. Chad aviloi b'oraita. One of them would be good for learning. And the other one he can use for speaking out of the back of his head. All the other junk he's got to speak, including tefillah. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai did not think that anything else should get mixed with the idea of the Talmud Torah. So anyway, it's a good thing that Rabbi Shimon was not there on Har Sinai, because as we'll see, he realized it would have been a disaster, because in the end he finally understood that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu had some better insight into this issue. So Chazav Armor, then he said, "Oh my God, with one mouth we can't tolerate the way that they talk all day long, their Lashon Hara, and their nots. If they had two mouths, it would be the end of everything." So mein chad who let Alma Yochel Koyim Beg Mintil Torah to live. All the Lashon Hara people speak. We could barely maintain our existence. He'll have a train of a guy at two mouths. Oh, Lord help us. Alachat kama v'kama. I guess it was a good idea after all. There's only one mouth. Omer Rabbi Yossi. Kamei Rabbi Yirmi. So Rabbi Yossi said in front of Rabbi Yirmi, that it appears that Rabbi Yochanan is going in the same shita. That Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Chanina ben Akave. Because in the bright that says, the Tani, Kotvei Sefarim Tefilinu Muzuzot, Kotvei Sefarim Tefilinu Muzuzot. So people who are being Eisek in Melech HaShamai, they are writing the Sefer Torah, Tefilin Muzuzes, Mavsikin Lekriyat Shema, Ve'ein Mavsikin Litvila. So they're not supposed to be Mavsik, because they're the equivalent of being Eisek, Toratam, Umunutam. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Emer was Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said, "Kishim shemavsikin lekriyat shema, kach mavsikin letfilah, letfilin, ulekshar kol mitzvotea shel Torah." And even though they're very great, however, even Misha Torah Tohumnuto, according to him, is not supposed to ignore all these other mitzvahs. In other words, this is going leshitata. Obviously, this would be negia what the din is of tefillah, whether it's the same din of Kriyat Shema, or is it diorite or not. So anything that is diorite, we're not deicha, we're deicha the Torah for the mitzvah diorite, and then it should be chozer l'limudo. Now, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who held that even for diorite, you're not mafsik, how do we understand that? I don't understand. We know that the klal is that when it comes to any mitzvah, we don't say osik b'mitzvah potter min a mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. Because since Talmud Torah is there all the time, it would mean that there's no mitzvahs at all. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai certainly would make a circuit for himself. And, I mean, doesn't he hold that the whole point of Talmud Torah is to learn to be l'kayim mitzvahs? V'let le Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai alomid amanat la'asot, v'lo alomid amanat shalom amanat la'asot. Sh'alomid shalom amanat la'asot noach lo shalom nivra. How in the world is he ignoring these fundamental points? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, alomid shalom la'asot noach lo ilo nebchashiyoto aparav v'lo yatzeh lo olam at all. Somebody who wasn't learning Amanat to be Mekayim, He should never have been born. So obviously, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is not arguing on that. So what's the explanation? What's the difference between tefillah and Kriyat Shema and making a sukkah? So it's the Gemara time that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is because zeshinun vezeshinun. The point is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is what? Is saying over Divrei Torah. But Kriyat Shema is also saying over Divrei Torah. So therefore, aim of Atoshinon, Bifneshinon, what he's saying is, like, there's no comparison to making a sukkah and so on, because the way in which you actually makayim the mitzvah is exactly the same. In which case, if I'm speaking, and my mitzvah is being done with speaking, why would it be Deicha, the primal mitzvah of speaking? He said, well, what do you mean? Votanina ha-koremikan ve'elech. And this, of course, is the reason that we're bringing the whole sugya in here. It said in our mission in the Farish that if you miss your Zman Kriya Shema, it's after Shalosh Shas Biyom, so you weren't mafsid completely, you have a little bit of advantage. Kadam shu korei ba-Torah. Okay? So what does that tell you? That if you had read it bizmano, it would have been more than Adam HaKorei ba-Torah. So what are you telling me? Zeshinun v'zeshinun. How ba-onata? Apparently it's chaviva mi-divrei Torah. So then why is he saying you're not mevata, one mitzvah shinun for the other? What about the additional value of Kriyat Shema Bo'onata? Answers the Gemara, he, that the din is that people that indeed are not oisek in Taratam Umnutam, it's because of that that they're indeed mevata, and they do have to be mafsik. But Amar Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he is different than normal people, because since he was never mafsik from Divrei Torah, so therefore for him Kriyat Shema Bizmano Be'onata is not more chaviv than Divrei Torah. So there's a different quality of the Divrei Torah in Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Omer Rab Abba Mori Lo Taninan Ela ke Adam shuba kori batora. The only thing that it says in the Mishnah is that Kriyat Shema after Shalosh shows is ke Adam shuba kori batora, as if, but that's an outsake only in Torah itself, which is Torah Shebikzat. But the Mashmaut would be that if he was actually kori bizmana, it would be even more chashuv. What would it be? It would be kikari b'mishnah. In other words, it would be more than reading the Torah Shebikzav. So haba onata wouldn't be kikari b'torah, it would be kikari k'mishnah. But this is, because of that, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai k'shitato, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai k'da'atai, because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is famous for teaching that a esik b'mikra, mida ve'ina mida, is the lashon of the places, some of the gears of mida, she'ina mida. It's a lovely thing, but it's not good enough, because limud of Mishnah is greater, because you understand much more. So since Kriyat Shema is the equivalent of limud bizmana, limud of Torah Shebaal Peh, but that was what he was doing. But for other people, you know, we'd say, you could have had Mishnah now, after Zmano, all you're doing is reading the Psukim in Torah Shebikzav. And now the Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, how did they understand it? Av the Mikra Kamishna, their machshiv, learning Torah Shebikzav, to be on the same madrig as learning Mishnah. So because of that, they're saying that if the Mishnah says a Kriyat Shema, yesh lo schar k'mish kar b'Torah, it means k'mish kare in anything in the Torah, Torah Shebikzav, Torah Shebapeh, Mishnah, so on and so forth, which clearly says that had it been Kriyat bar Shema bizmana, it would have been that plus. And therefore they hold that even if Toratcha Umnatcha, the same way you would be mafsik for a sukkah, you have to be mafsik for Talmud Torah. Halacha Gimel. Beit Shammai Omrim Be'erev Kol Adam Yatu Ve'yikru. In the evening for Kriyat Shema at night, since the Torah says B'shoch B'cha, you should in fact be lying down on your sides, so to be polite, and be Kriyat Shema. And in the morning, where it's based on Ufkumecha, you should be standing. In Babokri Yamodu, Shinemar B'shochu Becha, Ufkumecha. Mashma, that Shkiva is literally B'shkiva. Kima is literally B'kima. Ubeitilel Omrim, Kol Adam Korin Kedarkon. People read however they happen to be at the moment of the Zman. whether they have to be sitting, standing, lying, whatever it is. Shenema uvelech techa v'aderech, be walking, be driving, whatever you're doing. So mimele, it has nothing to do with the physicality. Im kein lama nemra b'shobar v'kubecha, what then is the meaning of when you are lying and when you are standing? As we saw earlier, it's to be koveya the zman of kriyat shema. B'sha'ah shebnei adam shochvim, that means whatever that is, we had that machlokas when they're going to sleep or while they're sleeping, and b'sha'ah shebnei adam omdim, which again is the machlokas about when precisely that is, but it's certainly the morning area, not the evening area. Fine, so we understand how Beit Hillel understands b'shoch b'cha ufkumecha. Now, the question is, how the Beit Hillel, the Kaiman Train Karya, the way that Beit Hillel are learning, explain both elements. There's the Shoch B'chof Kumecha, and that's the Zman, and then V'lech T'chav Aderech, which is to tell me that you don't have to read it physically, B'shoch B'chof Kumecha. But how do Beit Shammai understand the V'lech T'chav Aderech? So, my Mekayimim Beit Shammai, B'shivtcha B'veitecha, U'v'lech T'chav Aderech, there will only be Mekayim one half of it. And says the Gemara, "B'shivtecha b'veitecha," means prat la'oskim b'mitzvot, and "b'lechtecha b'aderech" means prat lechatanim. So, in other words, when you're being oisek in your own things, in your own house, b'veitecha, that's when you're chayav. But when you're being oisek in a mitzvah, then you would be potter. "B'lechtecha b'aderech" means, furthermore, when you're involved in the things that a person does for himself entirely. But if you're a chosan that is being torud in a machshov of a mitzvah, even though at this moment you're not doing the mitzvah, you're also potter. Tani, ma'aseh b'Rabbi ben Azariah v'Rabbi Yishmael sh'ayu shruyim b'mokom echad. There was once a ma'aseh where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yishmael were together, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was mota, and Rabbi Yishmael zakuf. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was lying down on the couch. Rabbi Shmuel was standing and they were talking. He gets man on that Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is niskaf in order to read Kriyat Shema mi'umad, like Beit Shammai. And Rabbi Shmuel said, whoops, and he sat down. I remember Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel, you know, it's like you tell a guy, wow, you know, look at that beard. Yoram Alecha Beshuk. Malacha Zikandcha Megudal. It's really a nice beard. And he says, great, I'm going to go shave it off. What's wrong with you? I'm lying down. I see you standing up. I say, what a nice idea. So I stand up. A compliment. What do? You sit down. What's wrong with you? So ani shayiti mote niskafti. And vata shayita zakuf. You go and you lie down. Well, you want to just prove that I'm wrong. Oh, Marlo, exactly, I do. Ata niskafti kedivrei Beit Shammai. And you were going like Beit Shammai. So I, in order to prove that I was wrong, I had to sit down to show that going to Beit Hillel doesn't matter. You know, but that's the point. And if you try to tell me, this is the way the Gemara ends up explaining this above, if you try to tell me that, I mean, Beit Hillel doesn't say you have to say, he says it doesn't matter. That's true. But Dovar Acher, if people will see you doing like that, and I'm standing too, they'll say, oh, apparently the halacha is like Beit Shammai. Shalom Yiruni Atamidim, that I'm standing like you, and Yasra Lacha Keval Dorotar, give your Beit Shammai. So I had to prove, since you got up, that's why I had to prove that you could sit down. But the halacha is like Beit Hillel. Halacha Dalit. Omer Bitarfa. Anyayiti Baba Der. Once I was on the road, and it came time for Kriyat Shema Shel Erev. And I lied down to say Kriyat Shema. V'titi likrot k'divrei Beit Shammai. And it turned out that was very dangerous. Little did I know I was being followed by muggers. V'sikanti batzmi v'pnei alistim. And they almost got me. Amru lo, yeah, well, you deserved it. G'daya yitalachu v'latzmecha. You should have gotten killed. You know, and you'd have nobody to blame but yourself. Shavarta divrei Beit Hillel. You went, you were over on Beit Hillel. We were already koveya. Halacha k'Beit Hillel with the baskel, and therefore it looks like you are being, the way the Mesos Hasharim explains it, you're being marzik in a machlokis that was very kosher for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, there was no point in being supposedly machmir on yourself. Chavraya, the various chaverim, the tamenim, said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan that dodim divrei sofrim v'divrei Torah. That actually, the dvarim that the chachamim say.
Dodim l'divrei Torah, they're like relatives and beloved. The divrei sofrim l'divrei Torah, because of the fact that they are very similar in madrega.
So chavivim k'divrei Torah, and what it is they speak is the equivalent of divrei Torah, because it says chichech. The speaking of the chachamim is k'yayin atov olech l'dodi l'meisharim. This is like the actual yayin of Torah itself. Shimon Barva quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying, "Dodim divrei sofrim divrei Torah v'chavivim yoter midivrei Torah." They are, yes, they are beloved, and they are close to divrei Torah, and they're even more chaviv than divrei Torah, because it doesn't say only ki yayin atov, it says ki tovim dodecha mi yayin. So your love is even more valuable than the yayin of Torah. Rabbi Bobar Kohen, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Paz, he says, "Tera l'chashavim divrei sofrim divrei Torah." It's obvious that it's more chavi, because Rabbi Tarfon, with this whole ma'isa, if he had not been reading Kriyat Shema at all, what would have happened? Ilo lo kara, lo yover al abase, he would have been over on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And we never would have told him that you're chayav misa for not saying Kriyat Shema. It said you're chayav misa. It's amazing. Why is this? Al shem uporet gader yishkan anochash. Over on the divrei chachamim, who have everything balanced out, and that you're supposed to follow, that's the way that you go. So because of that, worse things happen for someone who's poret gader of the rabbanon than even on the actual mitzvahs of the mitzvah itself. Tani Rabbi Shmuel divrei Torah yishpem iser. Yesh bem heter, yesh bem kulim, yesh bem chamurim. So there you have to judge it. Not everything is going to be a chiyav misa, and some things are mutter, but divrei sofrim. Oh my God, you be very careful. Kul on chamurim. If you're over on any element of divrei sofrim, you're chiyav misa v'dei shamayim. So it turns out that it's chamur, any takonas chachamim, you're going to be over on poritz keder yishkan anochash. And therefore, you're going to end up being over on something that's more chomer. Teda l'chashu kid. I can prove to you that divrei sofrim are much more dangerous than divrei Torah. The tanina taman, the din of a zakin mamre is that aimer ain't tefillin. Somebody is kefir betefillin, and he says that there's no such thing as tefillin. Lavar al divrei Torah. So over there, he's potter because that's not considered to be a hero. Since it's something that is anybody who reads the Torah knows that it's not true. And a horah has to be something that is possible, that is roi, to be meira, except that that Sanhedrin is meira against him. Ashenken, if he says, there's supposed to be chamesh tatafot in the tefillin, in order to be meisif on the drosha that we have, mitzad divrei sofrim, and now l'aloch l'meshim yisinai, and say that there's more than four efbotim, so then he's chayev. In that case, he would be chayev misa mamish bidei adam. So apparently, for fighting against divrei chachamim, you get into more trouble than fighting against divrei Torah. Again, obviously, there are technical reasons for this over here, but the bottom line is that be'etzem, the divrei chachamim are more powerful in their impact on you. Rabbi Hananya b'reder avada b'shem Rabbi Tanchum bar Rabbi Chia. Because we find al tatifu yatifun lo yatifu la'ele lo yisak limot. So in other words, what we have over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Levim, stop teaching these people, stop preaching to these people, since they don't listen to anything that you say anyway. What do you have to be mavazi yourself for and be mavazi the divrei Torah that you're telling them? Uchtiv. And then it says, furthermore, that lu ish olech ruach v'sheker kizeiv. If you would find somebody who was being menave, atif lecha l'yayin v'lesheichar, he would say to them, I'm going to give you my preaching. And my preaching will be, go ahead and get drunk and spend all your lives under the influence. Now that would be a novi. These guys would love that kind of novi because they have no interest in anything that's serious. All they want is this kind of sheker. So therefore, when it comes to telling them what it is that I want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Levim, don't tell them. But when it comes to the Chachamim, to need to teach what the halachas are, the Chachamim have no right to go around and change anything or to avoid telling them what the din is. So you see from here that the Divrei Chachamim are more chashuv than the Divrei Hanaviim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told the Chachamim not to be Chachamim and not to pasken a halacha. And it doesn't matter whether people are going to listen to them or not listen to them. They have to tell you the truth. Taman Tanina, Mavsikin, the Kriyat Shema, Vein Mavsikin, the Tvila, Omre Vacha, Kriyat Shema, Dvar Torah, Tvila, Nian Dvar Torah, Omre Biba, Kriyat Shema, Zman HaKavua, Tvila, In Zman HaKavua, Omre Biyosi, Kriyat Shema, Nia Tzir HaKavana, Vtvila Tzir HaKavana, Omre Bimona, Kashayta, Kumei, Rabi Yosi, Afilu Tema, Kriyat Shema, Nia Tzir HaKavana, as a whole, but still, Shloshap, Sekime, Rishonim, Tzir HaKavana. True, but Mingodina Tzivchar Michva. Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kegonanu, Shoskim B'Talmud Torah, Afilu Kriyat Shema Einanu Mafsikim. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar Garmei, Kegonanu She'Einanu Shoskim B'Talmud Torah, Afilu Tefillah Einanu Mafsikim. In reality, it was about not whether he was really Oseik B'Talmud Torah, obviously, but rather Dein Kedate V'Dein Kedate. Rabbi Yochanan Kedate Deom Rabbi Yochanan Levai Shit Palel Adam Kol Hayom Lama She'ein Tefillah Mafsedet. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kedate Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Amar Ilu Havinu Koyim Atura De Sinai B'Shaita Did Yavi Tator L'Yisrael Havinu Mitboi Kumer Achvana Deyat Pei Lebar Nasha Train Pumin Chad Avi Lovi Beraita V'Chad Avi Lekot Tzorche Including His Tefillos. But in the end, Chazav Yomar, you know what? Mein Charu let Amar Yochel Koyim be min Dalturia Diloi, you'll have a train on Lachat Kamar Vakama. Om Rabbi Yossi Kamei Rabbi Yomi Atyad Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanino Ben Akavya the Tani Kotvei Svarim Tfilin Mizuzod Mavsikin Lekriyat Shema Vein Mavsikin Letfila Vez Rabbi Chanino Ben Akavya Omer Kishem Shemavsikin Lekriyat Shema Kach Mavsikin Letfila Veletfilin Ulashar Kol Mitzvotea Shel Torah. Wait a minute, for a moment, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Shemafsikin Lasot Sukkah, Lasot Ulav, and furthermore, let Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Alamed Almanat Lasot, Alamed Almanat Shalom Lasot, Shalomed Shalom Lasot Noachlo Shalom Nivra, Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, Alamed Shalom Lasot Noachlo, Ilunevcha Shil Yotro Panava Yoyatzel Olam. The point is, the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is that zeshinun v'zeshinun? That should be bavato tera one shinun v'pnei shinun. But for taninan in the Mishnah, kori mikan ve'er lo yifsid. Kadam shu kori ba Torah, mashpanet be'onata. It's more chaviv than divrei tera. True, but he amr b'yudin Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai al yedei shayatoder b'divrei tera lefichach ena chaviva yoter midivrei tera. Omer Rabbi Abba Mori Lo Taninan El Kadam Shukore BaTorah, which is only Torah Shebiktav. Aba Onata, it would be Kimishnai. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kedaitid. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer Osek B'Mikra is Mida Ve'ina Mida. V'Rabbanan Avdi Mikra Kimishnah. Halacha Gimel. Beit Shammai Omrim Be'erev Kol Adam Yatu V'Yikru. ובבוקר יעמדו שנאמר בשוך ברחוב קומך ובתהילל אומרים כל אדם קוראים כדרכן שנאמר בשבתך בביתך ובלכתך בדרך אם כן לא מה נאמר בשוך ברחוב קומך אלא בשעה שבני אדם שוכבים ובשעה שבני אדם עומדים עוד בית תהילל מקיימים טרין קריין מה מקיימים בית שמאי בשבתך בביתך ובלכתך בדרך בשבתך בביתך פרט לעוסקים במצווה ולכת חווה דרך פרט לחתן וטוני, מעשה ברבי אלעזר בן עזר ורבי שמעון שהיו שרויים במקום אחד הוא והווה רב אלעזר בן עזריה מות, רבי שמואל זקוף, הגיע הזמן קריאת שמע, נזקף רב אלעזר בן עזריה, והייתה רבי שמואל, אמר רב אלעזר בן עזריה לרבי שמואל, אומר לך אחד בן השורק, מה לך זקנך מגודל, או זקנך מגודל, it's beautiful, והוא אומר, יהיה כנגד מה שחיתי, אני שהייתי מות נזקפתי, ואתה שהיית זקוף איתית, הוא אומר לי, אתה נזקפת כדברי שמיים, ואני עתיתי כדברי בית הלל. דבר אחר, שלא ירוני התלמידים יעשו הלכה קבע כדברי בית שמיים. הלכה ד', הוא אומר רבי טרפון, אני הייתי בא בדרך והתאיתי לקרות כדברי בית שמיים, וסיכנתי בעצמי בני הליסטים. אמרו לו, כדאי היית לחוב בעצמך, שעברת דברי בית הלל. חבריי בשם רבי יוחנן, דודים דברי סופרים לדברי תורה, וחביבים כדברי תורה. חיכך כיין הטוב, שמן ברווה בשם רבי יוחנן, דודים דברי סופרים לדברי תורה, וחביבים יותר מדברי תורה. וואי? כי טובים דודיך מי יין. רבי בבא כהן בשם רבי ירמן פאזי, תדע לך שחביבים דברי תורה ודברי תורה, שרבי טרפון אילו לא קורא קריאת שמענו, לא היה עובר על הבעשה, בעוד הידי שעובר על דברי בית הלל, נתחייב מיטה שם פורץ קדיש כאן הנוחש. תוני רבי ישמעו דברי תורה, יש בהם יסר, יש בהם יתר, יש בהם כולם, יש בהם חורים, אבל דברי ספרים, כולם חמורים הם. תדע לך שהוא כן, תתנין את המן, האומר אין תפילין לעבור על דברי תורה פטור, האומר חמש תטפות להוסיף על דברי סופרים, חי אבן הדין, אבזקין מאמרים. רבי חנניה, ברי דרב עדה, בשם רבי תנחום, ברבי חייא, סז, חמורים דברי זקני מדברי נביא, תכתיב, אל תטיפו יטיפין, לא יטיפו לאלה, לא יישא כלימות, אני יודע, תטיף לך ליין או לשיכר. נביא וזקן, למי הם דומים? למלך ששולח שני פלמטרים שלו למדינה.
Okay, we're holding today on Daf Chet in Masechet Brachot as Yerushalmi, and it's our Tavshin Samach Hei review in the sixth millennia, of course. Don't get confused about that. So we're right at the top of the Daf. That's true. We should identify our galaxy, but what kind of coordinates do you give? Tamantanina. Mafsikin lekriyat shema ve'in mafsikin letfila. Now, it's interesting that in Masechet Shabbat, we're talking about over there about being mafsik from what it is that you're doing. You're in the middle of learning and so on. You're supposed to be mafsik for kriyat shema, and apparently because kriyat shema is the arise, so we'll see in a minute. And we're not mafsik for tefila. Omrevacha. Okay, kriyat shema is the arise. That's Dvar Torah. Tefillah ain't not Dvar Torah. I mean, even according to Rambam, it holds that Tefillah itself is Dvar Torah, but certainly the Zman of Tefillah is not Dvar Torah. As long as you're mitpalel something once a day, God help us. I mean, that's something you go to your mitzvah. Omar Rabbi Ba, Kriyat Shema, that's not the point, this is Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba is what we call in the Bavli Rabbi Abba. They often drop, just like as they do today, they often drop the first letter in that name. So I'm Rabbi Ba. Kriyat Shema Zmana Kavua. Tefillah Ein Zmana Kavua. So you can put it off when you finish learning. You can daven. I'm Rabbi Yossi. The thing is like this. Kriyat Shema Inatzricha Kavana. You don't have a problem of Kavana for Kriyat Shema. But Tefillah Tzricha Kavana. And the Kavana, okay, I mean, at the... Let's say a person is in the middle of doing something else. It's very difficult to concentrate. So for Kriyat Shema, he doesn't have to concentrate. But for Tefillah, he has to concentrate. So how's he going to have his Tarud? Kriyat Shema, says the Gemara, doesn't need Kavana. Amar Rabbi Mona, Kashaytek, Amudah, Rabbi Yossi. I mean, we asked Rabbi Yossi. I mean, even if you say, Afilu Teimar Kriyat Shema, Inetzucha Kavana. Even if you say the whole thing doesn't need Kavana. But, I mean, don't the first three psukim... Of course, this is going according to Mandi Omar in the Bavli, who says, up until Al Levavecha, which is the third puzzle. Those first three psukim require Kavanah.
I mean, we saw there was a man, the armor holds, it's only one pasuk, it's only a pasuk Rishon. I mean, it was a machlokas we had. But whatever, I mean, some kavanah you need. True, he answered. But min godin un sivcha, mechavin. You're talking about something over here that's short and sweet, right? Three psukim. I can manage three psukim when I'm in the middle of my divrei Torah and my halach or whatever, but I can't manage an entire tefillah where I have to remember that I'm being aimed with the Shechina and have all the kavona for the, what I'm saying. I just can't manage it like we have in the Bavli. Ein omdim letefillah mitoch divrei Torah. But again, it has to be mitoch halacha psukah and so on. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Gigon anu shoskim et amud Torah. People like us, where Torah tenu is umnu tenu, so we learn all the time, don't break for anything else in life. We're not mafsik for anything. I feel kriyat shema ain't on the mafsikim. We're going to stop learning to say kriyat shema. Rabbi Yochanan said on himself, well, people like me who don't do any learning, I mean, we even break for Dominic. Now, the truth is, of course, Dein Kedate V'Dein Kedate, each one here is following his Shita. Remember Rabbi Yochanan's famous Shita. This is Rabbi Yochanan Kedate. Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Ulevai Shitpalel Adam Kol Hayom Kulo. Lama She'ein Tvila Mafsedet. Remember that we've already seen Rabbi Yochanan in the cases of Sofik and so on. So he was very Machshav Tvila. And he said, look, you know, a person can daven all day long. You can never go wrong with a tefillah. What could go wrong with adding a tefillah? Whereas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is following his own shita. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Ilu avinu koyim atura de Sinai b'shata de idyai Torah le'Yisrael. Let me tell you something. If I was standing up there on Har Sinai when the Torah was given to Yisrael, I would have told God on the spot that things are not being done properly. And I would have insisted at that point, people have to be supplied with two separate mouths. One of them is for talking and learning all day long, and the other mouth can be used for other needs, including davening, kriyat shema, pass the salt, and so on and so forth. It's absolutely absurd to me that we use the same orifice for divrei Torah as we use for other things. But then, you know what? He thought about it for a minute. He said, forget about it. With one mouth, we cause so much damage, it's barely control the world. I mean, we're going to have two. So Chazav Amar, oi, umayin chadu let ama yachol koyim be min da tura delay. If one mouth alone is enough to, I mean, we barely manage to keep the world going with all the lashon hara that people think, talk. So ilu habi train, if the person would have two mouths, forget it, the world would never survive. Alachat kama v'kama, but we got, nowadays we only have split tongues. Imagine if you had split mouths.
Seems to trace the Lifa Hasidish quite earlier than people think.
Om Rabbi Yosef Kameh Rabbi Yirmiyah. Turns out that Rabbi Yochanan is really following the same shita of Rabbi Hanina ben Akabi. Tanya, Kotvei Sefarim Tefilinu Mezuzot Mafsikim Lekriyat Shema Ve'in Mafsikim Letevilah. So people who are being osek in a mitzvah, and this is a mitzvah the Rabbim is going to be nene from, so they're writing tefillin, mezuzah, sifrei Torah. So over there, they're mafsik only for kriyat shema, not for tefillah. With Chanina ben Akavi Omer, why? Kishem shemafsikim lekriyat shema, kach mafsikim letefillah, veletefillin, ulushar mitkol mitzvoteh shel Torah. So therefore, he apparently, Rabbi Yochanan is following that shita. Well, I understand, what are you saying, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds that you're not mafsik to do any mitzvah? I mean, low motor of Shimon bar Yochai, you're mafsik to do a sukkah. Anyway, he holds you don't have to make a sukkah. You don't do a mitzvah of a lula, a mitzvah overet, you're not mafsik for? The leple le Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, ha lo min amanad la asot, lo lo min shalom la asot. I mean, we know that it's someone who learns Torah and is not going to be Mekayim, the learning that he's doing. Someone who doesn't Mekayim, he learns, not Mekayim, but he learns. It would have been better for him never to have been created. Noach lo yu nepchashu yato apanav lo yatzal olam. It would have been better for him to have been suffocated in utero. What did he need to come out of the water for? What a world for? What a slob. Who needs him here? So I remember you're telling me would learn but wouldn't be Mekayim mitzvahs. That's ridiculous. Time in Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and the point is not he wouldn't be matzik stam for a mitzvah, but rather he's saying, look, the bottom line is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is really speaking in Divrei Torah, and tefillah also, it's a getter of speaking. I'm asking you, is it a higher organization of mind and speech than Torah is? So if you're talking about the same issue, then it's better to be Isaac and Divrei Torah. I understand. What would it be better to be Isaac and Divrei Torah? I mean, Kriyat Shema is not Divrei Torah. What's that supposed to mean? I mean, mashma, that you have two issues. If you miss man Kriyat Shema, so at least it's like Torah. Bonata and is man Kriyat Shema, then there's something more. Then it's even better. Then Divrei Torah, no? Well, I mean, it's Gedorim of Divrei Torah. So why couldn't you say that? So say the Divrei Torah plus. The point is, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Al Yedei Shayotadir B'Divrei Torah, B'Fir Reina Chavila Yoter B'Divrei Torah. For a normal person, it's true, but there's a choice. Sometimes he learns, sometimes he says Kriyat Shema. So over there's a chavivut particularly of Kriyat Shema, bismana, because it relates to a time. So is this the time to learn Masechet Brachos, or is this the time to read Kriyat Shema? But Reb Shimon Bar Yochai didn't have any times. There were no times by him. He never stopped learning Torah. So you can't say to him and define a particular time is better to be Isaac in this type of Torah than in that type of Torah. He was never mafsik. So therefore, ein chaviva yoter midivrei Torah. It has no value in that it's bizmana. Rabbi Abba, so what? I mean, you said that it's ka'adam shukori b'Torah, right? So let me ask you something. It's ka'adam shukori b'Torah. So then that means, and if it would be bizmana, it would be what, stam, an additional inyan? Or it would be like the equivalent commissioner. It's more than just reading out of a Sefer Torah. It has the mila of being Isaac and Mishnah. Still, it doesn't matter. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Kedaite. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Shita is Ha'osek B'mikra Mida Ve'in Amida. Look, basically, according to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, if you're sitting and you're learning Mikra, you say, okay, so I'm learning Torah. It's not true. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. This dog isn't learning Torah. You're being Isaac B'mikra. It's a Mida. It's very nice. But it's not the way you're supposed to be spending your time. So to say that, okay, but at least I'm learning. There's no thing as least I'm learning. Your learning has to be the most ultimately effective learning. Otherwise you could say, why does the Gemara say, Mevat the Talmud Torah, Vabayim Lishmar Mikra Megillah? I said, Mikra Megillah is not Talmud Torah. But the point is, the Mikra Megillah is reading out of the Sefer of Mikra. This guy's holding on a higher darga of learning. Why should he be Mavato? His higher darga of learning. Okay, it's because of the mitzvah, presuming he sits on himself. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai L'shitaso says, Osik b'mikra, it's mida v'ein amina. Was it according to Rabbanan? They said, okay, even though l'mais it's mikra, they're willing to say in this case it's commissioner because it's bismana. So according to them, it would be mafsik. But again, according to Shimon Bar Yochai, it's considered to be a bittul, to go down in the level of the use of your mind and Torah. Halacha Gimel, Beit Shammai Omrim, Be'erev kol adam yato v'yikru, Boboker yamdu, Shem b'shol v'chof kumech. Beit Hillel says, no. Kol adam korin kedarka, Tosh b'shivtcha b'veitecha, v'lechtcha v'aderek. Obviously, whatever you're doing, and you don't change your position to read Kriyat Shema. Ah, you'll ask Beit Hillel, so in kein lama ne'mar b'shol v'kumecha. That, of course, is to tell me the correct time of the day to say Kriyat Shema. B'sha'a she'bnei Adam shochvim, u'b'sha'a she'bnei Adam omdim. You know, other Beit Hillel Mekayim train Karyan to go. Beit Hillel is giving us the explanation of both psukim. Why does it say on one hand, v'lechtcha v'aderech, And why, on the other hand, does it say Rishokov Kumecha? Beit Shammai never explains to us what he does with the pasuk of Beit Hillel. But what does Beit Shammai do? Ma mekayim in Beit Shammai, mishivtecha beveitech uvlechecha v'aderech. Ha, Beit Shammai learns, mishivtecha beveitecha means mishivtecha, meaning when you're minding your own business. Prat oskin b'mitzvot, as opposed to being busy doing a mitzvah. Belechecha v'aderech means when you're walking on your own paths. Prat lechatan, where over there you're torud, a machshavas mitzvah. V'tani maisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of Rabbi Yishmael, shayu shruyim b'makom echad. Once Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yishmael were in the same location, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was lying down, and Rabbi Yishmael was standing. So Kriyat Shema shel Shachris came up. Igiyas ban Kriyat Shema. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who had previously been lying or leaning, he stood up. And Rabbi Yishmael, who was previously standing, lie down. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to him, "Ah, oh, come on. I mean, you know what this is like? Liechan ben Ashuk says to him, Malacha ziknecha megudal. Ah, where'd you get that beautiful beard from? So well trimmed and so on." So he says, "Yeah. Yeah, keneged ha-mashchitim. All right, that does it. I'm going to the barbershop right now. I'm cutting it off." I mean, that's what you're doing. Ani shayiti moter. I want to be like you, yeah? So I was lying down. Niskafti. So I stood up to show you that you're a good guy. So what do you do? Oh, yeah? I'll lie down. Atash ayita zakuf. Hey, Taita. What kind of business is that? It's interesting that the Girsa here, you'll notice, is a little different than it is in the Bavli, because that the Rashba learns from a completely different explanation of the Gemara. Malecha ziknecha megudal means, he's asking him, why is your beard so bushy? Not like he said, ziknecha megudal, that it looks good. So the Rashba was on the contrary, your beard is too bushy. And he's answering him, well, I'm trying to make, to prove a point that these guys who go around shaving off their whole beards, I want to show them, beards are beautiful. So, the problem is that the middle part doesn't fit in. Because then, what's it, you know, there it's good, the last part works out very good. That's right, I'm proving a point. You know. But, the words to the story don't fit very good, but that's how the Rashba learned. Omar Lay, so he said to him, what do you mean? Atani skapka gidivri Beit Shammai. I mean, you were standing up, you were following Beit Shammai. Ani etaiti gidivri Beit Hillel. Whereas I lie down, because according to Beit Hillel, there's no need to stand up. You're saying, okay, but there's also no need to sit down. So why couldn't you just stay the way you were, as the Bavli asked? And on that, I'm saying, well, because if anybody in the room watches you get up, then they'll think that I'm standing because you're mechuyev to stand. So therefore I wanted to make the point of sitting down and to say I wasn't standing up because I felt it's necessary. Standing was apt to be standing up. But if somebody's going to make a point of it, then I'm going to sit down. So that's the dovaraka, shelo yiruni ha-talmidim v'yasu alacha keva k'divrei Beit Shammai. And when anybody make the mistake of thinking that the kviyut halacha is a libid of Beit Shammai.
The Mishnahs are all the same between the Bavli.
Almost, and yeah. I mean, there's sometimes you find the Shinuya Girsa.
A lot of the Girsa of the not the Mishnah.
The Bavli and the Yerushalmi are both a Pirish on the Mishnah of Rebbe.
Right.
There's no new Mishnayot.
But even inside the Gemara, it's very. There are a lot of them have. They're very parallel. Like this.
You mean they're split in a parallel way? Not necessarily. The splits don't necessarily follow me. The Piskaot are different.
Uh-huh.
But that's just a convenience. Bavli also recognizes that the safe for the mission is the next mission.
No, I was just saying the conversation of the Gemara itself has a big parallel in places.
Yeah,
that
very often. Right. The stories and the issues that are raised in the same place. Yeah, we pointed out before that it's, you know, that even though they're raised sometimes for entirely different reasons, mm-hmm. that the Gemara manages to get in the same issues, yeah. even though it plays a completely different structural role in one.
But they weren't put together, and they were put together separately. Yeah. Completely different.
No, exactly, but it's amazing that they had the same ideas what needed to be incorporated. Even Agadatas, like in a particular place.
They didn't have Yerushalmi about it.
Yerushalmi hadn't been. The idea of the construction of Yerushalmi versus the writing of Yerushalmi, that wasn't their Isaac. And they went to fix things their way. But certainly knew, they say, Ami b'Maro, but they say over there in the West, you know, that's how they say it.
My understanding is that the Yerushalmi was finished around 200 CE and the Babylonian was around 400 or 500 CE.
Right.
So they would have it, you know, would have made it over.
Yeah, but having it wasn't like, you know, taking it out of your bookshelf. It was the question of how the Talmidim were shown it. Omri b'tarfa. Ani hayiti baba dera. I got mugged. Quote Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Dodim divrei sofrim the divrei Torah. Look, divrei sofrim are like lovers to divrei Torah. But the chavimim can divrei Torah. They have the same chavivas as divrei Torah, because it says chichech tiyena tov. Your mouth is like sweet wine. And your mouth is a reference to Klal Yisrael's teachings. Shimon bar Va b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says no. Dodim divrei sofrim the divrei Torah, but you said it over wrong. What he said from Rabbi Yochanan, he said chavivim yoter mi divrei Torah, because it says ki do tovim dodecha miayim. Your love, reference over here to your love making, which is the Torah of Divrei Sofrim, they're the ones who make love, supposed to give in, is more tov than the yayin, the etzim yayin of Torah, which is compared very often to yayin. Rabbi Bo Bar Kohen, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, teidalecha shechavivim Divrei Sofrim Divrei, I'll prove to you that it's got to be that it's more chaviv, right? Because the ideas over here, Rabbi Tarfon, look what it says in the Mishnah about Rabbi Tarfon. Suppose Rabbi Tarfon had not said Kriyat Shema at all that day, right? So would anybody say to him, yeah, well, you should have been killed? Right? Well, nobody would have said that. Ilo kara. Lo yo ve'alabase. Nobody would have suggested that you deserved to be shot by a mugger because you had mitzvah Kriyat Shema. But since he was over on the Divrei Beit Hillel, they said to him, yeah, well, you should have been mugged. So obviously, I mean, Nitchayev Mita, Hashem Uporetz Geder Yitzchen Anok, since this connected to we find in the Bavli, the Kol HaOver Al Divrei Chachamim, Chayev Mita. Again, everything brought in, the issue is brought in, but in a completely different context sometimes. So. Because it says Uporetz Geder Yitzchen Anok.
Isn't it enough, I mean, the fact that he is one of the Rebbeim doing it, breaking the words of the Rebbeim versus somebody else?
Yeah, it gets even worse in a moment where we bring the Raya from Zakin Mamre. Yeah, over there, it's for sure. Tanim of Rabbi Yishmael, Divrei Torah, Yesh Bem Yisur, Yesh Bem Heter, Yesh Bem Kulin, Yesh Bem Chamurim. I mean, you know, the Divrei Torah, you gotta know exactly, but Divrei Sofrim are all the same. They're all Chamur. The truth is, halakhically speaking, this makes a great deal of sense. Because there's no separate Torah, there's only one Torah of Divrei Sofrim, which is Alpia Asher Yorucha. That's all. So whatever it is that they say is going to have the same chashivut in terms of the chiyuv of listening to them. There's no difference between them. So the problem isn't what they're saying, it's the need to listen to what they're saying. So whatever it is, it ends up being in the same Qumran. Mashenke Divrei Torah need to be understood always in context. Teda Lachashu, I'll prove to you that this is true. Let's say somebody, a Zakei Mamre here, he says, there's no such thing as tefillin. He's going to be now over on Divrei Torah. But he's Potter as a Zakei Mamre. Because the din is that it's called Asher, it's in terms of Hora'ah. This is not a Hora'ah, as the Gemara says, Zil Kori Be Rabo. I mean, ask a kindergarten child what it says in the Torah. That's not called a response of a Zakei Mamre. But if the guy would say, you have to put 5 parshiot, let's say, in your tefillin, instead of 4. So then the Hosef al-Divrei Sofrim, we're calling that Divrei Sofrim, it's not the Ferish in the Torah. So then you would be chayiv as a zakin ma'amid. So that means that the inyonim, the details of the divrei sofrim, are more choshev in a sense than the derice itself. Reb Chananya b'rei Ravada b'shem Rebbe Tarchum b'Rebbe Chia says, Chamurim divrei zakenim divrei neviha, prove to you that what zakenim say is more chamur than what the neviim say. Because look, Micha is told, Al tatifu yetifu, do not tell these people anymore of your neviut. You know why? Because the more you tell them, the more they ignore it. Don't bother telling your neviut to these slavs to avoid embarrassing yourself. So let them not know. They don't listen anyway. On the other hand, the same Micha says, Atif l'chalayayim l'sheikha, I'm going to still insist on teaching you the yayin v'sheikhar. In other words, I'm going to tell you the din. I'm not going to tell you the neviyas, but I'm going to tell you the din. And if you don't listen, it's tough, but that I have to teach you. I have to teach you what the truth is, even if I'm going to hide my neviyas from you. Navi v'zakein, l'miyim domim. Imagine like this. You have a navi and a Talmud Chacham. Now, compare the two to a case of a melech shesholeach shnei palmatrit shelo l'medina. So this melech is sending now two officers to explain and to be in charge of what the king says for the people. On one of them, he writes, im enomar elechem chotam sheli v'samantirin sheli al tamin elo. If he can't bring you a signature from me that he's to be trusted and show you his badge. So he needs a badge and identification. If he refuses to show you a badge and identification, pay no attention to it. That's a Navi. A Navi is only listened to. So how do I know that God spoke to you? So he's got to present his badge. He's got to give an aviyut. It has to be mitkayim, the whole process of establishing that a Navi is trustworthy. But on one of them, he says, listen, guys, he doesn't have to show you no badge, doesn't have to show you this guy, whatever he tells you, this is what you got to do. So, Echad Mim Katab, Apo Pishe Eino Ma'alachem Chodem Shali Aminu Baro Chodem Belos Mantiri. You got to trust him whatever he says. So, which one do you think is more important? The one you got to trust whatever he says? And this is true about a Navi. By a Navi, it says, V'natane Lecha Otem Ofeit. Ramahakam, when it comes to the Sanhedrin, says, Al piyat Torah sher yorucha, they don't have to prove anything. They don't have to show you anything. This is the source of what the Torah is. How did the Tema Mishiyat Satvat call, by the way, this whole thing in the Mishnah, but where they said you should have been shot because you were over on Divrei Beit Shammai, that's only after the Bat Kol came out that said that Elu ve'elu Divrei Elohim Chayim, but the Halach is like Beit Hillel. Aval ad shelo yatzat Bat Kol, I mean, before that point, you know, what you're going to say is something wrong he did to be machmir. Basically, I mean, the thing is like this. Before the bat kol, a person wants to be machmir. So when it comes to a Navi, the Torah says that it has to be v'natan alecha otam ofeit. When it comes to Sanhedrin, oh, I'm sorry, we're past that. It's al piyatora shayarucha. Then we said the batko. Nowadays, you have to do only like Beit Hillel. But it used to be, you could be machmer. But somebody wants to be machmer on himself in a way that's contradictory. He'll paskin like in the same issue, in contradictory ways, to go according to the chumrah of both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. And the guy's an idiot. Aksil b'choshe cholef. I mean, that's stupid. You can't go to chumrah in the same thing where it's contradictory to go to chumrah. So we have, for instance, the question of how much should be missing in a spine in order, you know, not to be tummy. And you have the same question in order to be a trefa. And obviously, they head in the opposite direction. So you can't be machmer in both to make it a trefa and tummy, even if it's missing. I mean, it's contradictory. Kekula yeil veil, to follow the kulas, where the kulas are contradictory. That guy's a Russia. You can follow a kula, you follow a formas, I mean, you're fine. But kekule tadeinu kekumre tadein, you can do also. But this is out of the Tema Chloyatsas Basco. You see, that's what it said once upon a time. But that was before the Baskal also. Avo Bishi Yatsad Batko, Lo'olama Lachaki Divrei Beit Hillel, B'chol Ha'over Al Divrei Beit Hillel Chayav Mita, and that's what it was referring to. We mentioned in the Bavli, the Mesillas Yesharim's approach to this, was that it was a very dangerous point in Klal Yisrael's history where they had to determine whether the Torah is going to split into two separate Torahs. You're going to have people that are, you know, the Beit Shammai crowd and people in the Beit Hillel crowd, and therefore they considered that to be machmer on something is basically to be destructive. There's no Indian to be machmer, to be destructive. Tani, Yotzes Basko Va'omra, the Basko came out and said, Elo Ve'elo Divrei Elohim Chayim, Aval Alachaki Divrei Beit Hillel. Efen Yotzes Basko. Where did that Basko come out? Who heard it? Rabbi Yomar, Rishem Rabbi Yochanan, Biyavne Yatsa Batkal. It was at the point where Sanhedrin, it's not a Yoshka story. This is where Sanhedrin was sitting in Yavne, and we're trying to pass Kalachar, and Batkal came out in front of the whole Sanhedrin, and they were there, so they took it seriously. That the law had is compared to my own.